Julie Liebler, who's the chief of police for the East Lansing Police Department. Julie, how are you? Chief, are you with us?
I am.
How are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
You're multitasking, aren't you?
I am. I'm doing more than one thing at a time.
Well, thanks for giving us a little bit of time this morning. I know you're busy. The department recently implemented crime mapping. What is crime mapping?
Essentially, it shows where crimes are located on the map in the city.
How does it work?
You go to the City of East Lansing website and go to the police department webpage, and there's a link to crime mapping. Click on the link, and it shows all the crimes in the City of East Lansing. And then we also have a separate map on our website that shows who the neighborhood watch officers are assigned to each of those areas. So if citizens have questions about an incident that may have happened in their area, they can email their neighborhood watch officer and get a response.
For those of us who haven't seen it before, give us an idea what the map looks like. Is it color coded? How does it work?
Yep, it's the company that has the software has 15 different crimes that you can map on there. So each crime has a little symbol and a different color code. You can sort it by different types of crime if you're only interested in a particular type of crime, or you can go back up to 6 months to see what crimes have happened. You can get an email alert if there's a crime in a particular area that you're interested in. You can zoom in. You can do analysis. There's some basic analysis tools.
When did you implement this program?
We've been working on it for about 6 months, but we launched it to the public about a week or two ago. We've been trying to work out the glitches and make sure that all the contact information for our neighborhood watch officers was accurate.
Why'd you decide to use this?
We have a lot of neighborhood associations that are interested in the information. Our neighborhood watch officers have been printing off a basic report once a month for their neighborhoods for over a year now, just so that they know what's going on. And this is a lot easier because it's more up to date, and the officers don't have to actually go physically print the report. It just the software just takes the information off our records management system without us having to actually do anything. It just looks for certain codes within our software and takes the information.
Is crime mapping helping you?
We've had a lot of positive response. We've had a lot of people call. A couple of neighborhood associations have called, said that they thought it was great and that they're glad that we did it.
How much did it cost?
It's about $100 a month or $100 a month.
And in regards to the neighborhood watch folks, how many do you have and what's involved with being a member of that?
Well, we have a lot of active neighborhood associations, so the Neighborhood Watch is a part of those associations, and the associations deal with other things besides crime, obviously. They do neighborhood picnics and all kinds of different things involved in the neighborhood. But as a part of that, we've partnered with them for the Neighborhood Watch portion of that. And essentially, they set up a phone tree or an email tree to let others know if there's an incident or an issue, an ongoing issue in their neighborhood.
Chief, it sounds like you're pretty happy with that program as well as crime mapping.
Yes.
Why?
Well, we think it's important that our citizens are involved in the community and what's going on, and every person that's interested is another set of eyes for us, and we obviously can't be everywhere at once, so the more people we have involved and interested, the easier it is for us to do our job and make the community safe.
Do you think the bad guys will use this information to know what to avoid and to know where East Lansing Police is working?
Well, I think that hopefully they know just not to come into East Lansing at all. So that's hard to say. I don't know if that level of detail or that there's information that would tell you where not to go. I mean, we have a very safe community, and we try to you know, make everywhere safe. And so I don't see how they would be able to do that, I guess.
All right, Chief, and Neighborhood Night Out is coming up, isn't it?
National Night Out, yes.
And you're looking forward to that, and East Lansing will have a program for that. Tell us about it.
Yep, August 7th at 6:30 p.m. at Patriarch Park. We'll have a lot of activities for kids, hot dogs, food. There'll be a dunk tank, a bounce house. The military is bringing in a climbing wall. Usually we have a helicopter and some other. We have our tactical team there and the canine and lots of fun things to do for kids.
All right, Chief, before I let you go, how important is the community in helping you with crime? Is there a percentage in how many cases they help you with?
I'm sure that there is. I don't have that number, but I will say, you know, we get a lot of calls about incidents in progress, and, you know, the quicker people call, the more likely we are to solve the case, whether it's we actually catch somebody on the scene or we have witness information that describes a suspect or gets a license plate or more information to go on. So it is very helpful.
Julie Liebler is the Chief of Police for the City of East Lansing. Chief, I know you're very busy. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.